And even though it's Halloween, it is still Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. And we've got a special segment in store for you today because all month we've been bringing you Michigan ghost stories, many of them evolving from real stories, keeping a kernel of truth. So we decided to put the one you just heard through the litmus test of history. And for that, we turned to the Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. So Rachel, we know that history means a lot to you, but are you also into ghost stories?
I am. I'm that person that loves cemeteries. I've done tours of old hospitals and prisons. So I love ghost stories.
Okay, with that in mind, let's dig into this ghost story that we just aired involving a young girl named Minnie Quay from Forester, Michigan. First of all, where is that town located and what was it like in the mid-1800s?
Forester's in Sanilac County. So as any Michigander, if you put your hand out to use for a map, it is just south of the tip of your thumb. So it's right on Lake Huron there. And in the mid-19th century, Forester was a busy town. It was part of the lumbering industry. It had the shipping industry there, and it also had a lot of mills. It was very busy. Lots of people from other countries that were living there. So you have a lot of immigrants living there from Canada and England and Ireland. It's a very, very busy, bustling town.
So the Quay family, real or a ghost story creation?
The Quay family is very real. The Quay family moved from, according to census data, they moved from New York in the late 1860s, probably about 1869. The 1870 census has them in Forester, and the last of their children was one, and they were the only one born in Michigan at that time. So that's how I can kind of say they showed up in Michigan around 1869.
So what do you know about Minnie?
Minnie was born Mary J. Quay in New York in 1860, and she, I'm assuming, this is what I don't know, was a pretty typical teenager, and she lived with her family in Forester. So she was 9 when she moved to Michigan, and the Quay family started, Mr. Quay started as a farmer and then eventually got into carpentry. So they lived in town and were very well known.
So does the story of the real Minnie Quay at all match or mirror the tale of the ghost story of Minnie Quay?
There are some things that line up. The story of Minnie Quay and her young man that she falls in love with, I have not found any evidence of him actually existing. That doesn't mean he doesn't. I have not exhausted every single possible source out there. But if you look at newspaper accounts of her death and others' accounts, he's not mentioned. He just comes in the oral history that has sort of come down over time. So I can't find him. I would love to believe he exists, but I cannot find him.
And so, what became of the rest of the family?
The family ends up staying for a little while in Forester. Mr. Quay dies in 1887, and Mrs. Quay stays in Forester until about the 1910s, where she ends up moving in with one of her sons in Detroit. And she remains in Detroit until her death in 1931. So she's 98 when she dies.
Wow.
And the kids move away. Some of them wind up out west in California. Some of them stay in Michigan. But it looks like most of them move away from Sanilac County, at least for a time.
So all in all, if you dig in, there is certainly a kernel of truth in the ghost story we just heard.
There is. There's always a kernel of truth.
Rachel Clark, Michigan History Center. Happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Thank you.